So the federal government has been dealing with a culture clash regarding the use of technology for some time now. The problems with the Affordable Care Act are just the latest episode in a narrative that has included bad hard drives and obsolete software at the FBI, incompatible systems between departments that need to share data. Well, someone who has seen this culture clash from inside the government and the outside is Clay Johnson, a presidential innovation fellow who now heads up a tech startup called the Department of Better Technology. Clay Johnson, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me here.
And congratulations for being a presidential innovation fellow.
You should congratulate me for not being in there right now.
That's the point that we want to get to. There's a very difficult situation trying to manage technology from inside the government. From your perspective, the government is great at dealing with data and getting that out to people in the private sector. But when the government has to do it themselves, it's a different kind of a problem. What are you seeing?
Well, when the government wants to buy technology, government usually fails at it. And by usually, I mean 94% of the time, government's technology purchases, if they're greater than $10 million, end up not working out. That's what came out in the standings group's study of all IT purchases of greater than $10 million just a couple of days ago. 94% of the time when we're buying websites like healthcare.gov, we fail at it. So why do we keep doing it? The reason why we keep doing it is because we've set up internal processes inside of the government that makes us have to do that.
Can I stop you there and just because from my impression, I'm wondering if the government is viewing a website and a service the same way they view a laptop and a desktop. They think of them as gadgets when really they're much more nuanced than that.
It's much worse than that. Government is viewing technology and a service like they're viewing a battleship and an airplane, and they're building them in the same way. That's really the problem. And the other problem is that because they're doing that and they're used to saying, like, look, only a handful of people in the world can truly build a battleship. Then they only buy websites like they build battleships. They only buy them from a handful of people. And it's not the case that only a handful of people can build a website. When I was inside of the federal government, I had a conversation with another Fed when I was trying to convince them to spend less money on websites. I said, you know, I want to help you buy a website for less than $150,000. The person said, that's impossible. You can't build a website for less than $150,000. I said, sure you can. You can build a website for free. And he said, I would like to see a list of companies that could provide a website for less than $150,000. I said, it's all of them. It's just the people you have never talked to before.
And so let's try to figure out exactly what the government might do differently now. Is it a matter of getting the right team together? Is it a matter of misplaced resources that, you know, we probably do need a few million dollars? It's just put in the wrong place.
Yeah, I think one is we've got to get new people, new and different people on this job to fix healthcare.gov. Obviously, we need for healthcare.gov to be fixed, but you know, the real problem here is the system that was used in order to create healthcare.gov, the federal procurement system, the way that government buys things. Because if we don't fix that, if we don't get together as just the American public and say, hey, member of Congress, we're really interested in the way that this works and we're really interested in this being fixed. If we don't do that, then we're just going to have another healthcare.gov in another year. Last year, we had a bunch of them. The year before that, we had a bunch of them.
Let me just throw this right at you then. I mean, you're a presidential innovation fellow. You're working over there with Todd Park, Chief Technology Officer for the United States government, an Obama favorite. I mean,
he's one of my favorites, too. He's a great guy.
Why can't he get that message out?
He desperately wants to, but look, when you're the CTO of the United States, I think you've got to keep. He's not the press secretary. He's not Jay Carney. He's not controlling message. And government's a big place, and there's a lot of people who don't want procurement reform, who don't want to fix the way that government buys things. In fact, I would say most of government is happy the way that the way things are because they don't want to admit that technology has changed the way that they work. And I think we've gotta fix that from the outside.
All right, so that's a huge takeaway. So then, when these congressional hearings get underway and everybody starts blaming and pointing fingers, really Congress is as much to blame here because they're the ones with a stake in the procurement process, the buying of stuff in every congressional district, the battleships, the $400 million toilets, that whole thing. That's what we're seeing in a different costume.
Well, almost. I mean, the executive branch is in charge of the federal acquisition regulation, although Congress can change it. But you're pointing to the right problem, which is our government has no technical brains. Yes, we've got Todd Park and that kind of thing. But in 1996, during the Republican Revolution, the House of Representatives did away with its sort of technology think tank. It had this think tank that advised Congress on technology. And it basically said, oh, we don't need that anymore. That's superfluous, and got rid of it, which is why time and time again, Congress makes bad technical policy and makes bad technical decisions. They don't have anybody advising them. Like, they have lawyers to advise them on the law, but they have no one advising them on technology.
So could six guys and three girls with a foosball table in a room with pizza solve this problem? Is that what you're
saying? You know, that's one of these like weird things that I think a lot of folks in the media like to report on, is like, oh, it'll just be like three dudes in their garage that can make this thing happen. Look, when you say small business, when I say small business, when I want to see a small business do this, small businesses in the technology sector, government defines them as people who make $25 million, companies who make $25 million a year or less and have less than 50 employees. That's a you know, for you and I, that's a pretty substantially sized business. But, you know, we're talking about professional operations who do professional work for just about every other company in the world except for government.
Wow.
And those are the kinds of people that I'd like to see working inside of the federal government.
Clay Johnson, Presidential Innovation Fellow, who now heads a tech startup called the Department of Better Technology. Thanks, Clay.
Thanks.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.